Well, Wendy, the recording is in a process. Today is November the 6th.
Yep.
November the 6th, as Alabama football was off last weekend. We get back cranked up this weekend. If you haven't listened to this, my name's Trey Davis. This is Wendy. This is Fourth and Wendy. We talk a lot about SEC football, just some other stuff. This is out on podcast as well. Wendy, how are you doing?
Trey, I'm doing good. I think this weather coming in's kind of left me a little under the weather. You know what I mean? But like you said, I think it's just the drier, season changing, time changing. I hate the time change, by the way. They need to get rid of it. I absolutely hate it. Because let me tell you who doesn't understand time change. Kids and pets. Kids and pets. It doesn't matter. They still want to eat at the time they eat. The kids get up because they think their body time's waking them up. And it's just a cluster, and we need to stop it. If I ever ran for president, it'd be the first thing I did. Cut out daylight savings time.
Well, it is the first thing they do. Hold on, Wendy. I've got this dog that literally right when I get on here, she wants to go out, and I don't know. Wendy, that's what every politician does, and then guess what?
It never happens.
It never happens.
They say it's because if they changed it, then kids would wake up and be at bus stops in the dark. Well, let me tell y'all something. I lived in a neighborhood called River Chase, and I stood at a bus stop my entire life, and it was dark. Nobody ever ran over me. It is what it is. I had enough sense not to stand in the middle of the road. So, I mean, at that point, it's natural selection. That's what I'm looking at it like.
It takes about a week to get used to it. Yeah. But I agree with you, Wendy. I've been kind of under the weather the past 3 or 4 days. It's just something that's kind of nagging. And you just get, for me, it's been 4 or 5 days. It's just you get to a point where you just want to feel good. Like you're tired of not really feeling great.
Right.
But anyway, let's rock and roll. Hey, before I get going, I did talk to Stephen Guy. Stephen Guy listens to this show. He's a friend of ours, been a friend for a long time, lives in Tuscaloosa. So, Stephen, what's up? Great to talk to you. Thanks for the call the other day. Wendy, we've got to rock and roll about last week, even though the Tide didn't play. That's cool. Tide didn't play. We needed an off week. Wendy, your heart needed a rest.
I did. Listen, here's the whole thing. This season, Trey, this is what you did. Let me just say this. Here's the thing about this season. We have the crappiest game to start with the Florida State. One of the worst games I've ever seen us play in 20 years. Like, again, guys, I'm almost 50 years old, so I actually know we weren't good all the time. But I'm going to tell you something. These heart-stopping games, I mean, it's hard to get through these seasons week by week. And I know what it is. We're spoiled, right? We had Nick Saban. We won all these games by 50 points. You know, Saturdays felt a little bit easier. Now we're back to the craziness of a Saturday where it's really, we have to worry about every single opponent that we're coming up against. Not to mention that I truly don't feel like we can afford another loss. So it's kind of in that, especially an unranked loss. We cannot afford another loss, in my opinion. So I needed the break. I needed to put my Christmas trees up. Like, I did, Trey. I got trees up. It's about to be Christmas. Yes. I skip Thanksgiving. I celebrate it because I love the food, but I immediately decorate for Thanksgiving, for Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't have fall decorations.
Yeah. I agree with you. On the Alabama stuff, Wendy, I think you're right. Losing that first game early put all of us fans on edge, and we've just been on edge the rest of the year. Alabama could probably still afford another loss, but, you know, it does put you on edge for sure.
Wendy, you say we can afford another loss. We can afford another loss to who, though? It cannot be an unranked team.
Okay, who we got left, Wendy?
LSU's not ranked.
So if we lose to LSU and win the rest of our games, we're not getting in?
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know what this committee's going to do. Listen, I'm all over the place.
A two-loss SEC team, Wendy, is getting in the playoffs.
There's other two-loss SEC teams, though. So, like, how do they decide?
And to be honest with you, if we lose one of them, we will only have one SEC loss.
That is a good point. But Georgia only has one SEC loss.
Wendy, I'm not going to sit here and get into this. Okay. If Alabama loses a game, it's not the end of the world. Now, if we lose two games, it's a problem. I don't.
Trey, you're not a real fan. It's fine. Keep going.
Okay. So, All right, let's get into last week's game.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, and now here we go again. Hadn't talked before the show.
Yeah.
Don't know what you want to talk about, so I'm going to fire off these games, Wendy, and you do what you do.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a game that I know you're not going to talk about, which is Ole Miss beat South Carolina 30-14.
Well, I mean, I think it's comical that South Carolina gives us all they've got and come out against Ole Miss that are flat as they could be. But it is what it is. I mean, listen, Ole Miss is in the driver's seat. They've made a straight path to where they need to get to in a couple weeks. So good for Ole Miss.
Georgia beat Florida in a really good game, good cocktail game this year. Florida gave Georgia all that they wanted. Once again, Georgia kind of turns it on late. You know, Florida's offense just is not what it needs to be.
Right.
But when you're watching that game, Barry tells me this all the time, because to me they have been boring games. But when you watch that game, you realize all these guys know each other. This is a big deal no matter what the records are, what the situations are. Florida had a really good showing against Georgia, but Georgia does come out on top.
Yeah, but Georgia does what they do literally all year, which is the second half, they come out and they just absolutely figure out a way to win games. And it's wild to watch it at this point. Like, it's wild. The only team they don't seem to be able to do that against is Alabama. But everybody else, they fix whatever's going on in the first half, second half. They come out and they run the ball game. I mean, I'm going Georgia every day, all day, unless it's against Bama.
Vanderbilt. And Texas.
Yep.
Texas comes out. Texas scores on the first play, 34-31. We all know by now, Vanderbilt did come back in the game. They only lost the game by 3 points. Wendy, I turned this game off. Number one, we have a YouTube subscription problem.
Yeah.
And it really kind of messed up my day a little bit, because I have a routine, probably as most everybody else does too. Totally screwed up my routine. Mm-hmm. I was watching this game. I was having to watch all the commercials. Texas is really blowing Vanderbilt out. Vanderbilt comes back late. But at this point, Vanderbilt is not looking for moral victories.
Right.
Vandy has had all the moral victories they can stand. Really tough loss for Vanderbilt, and Texas finds a way to get the dubs.
Yeah, well, so listen, Texas might be figuring out who they are, which I think you've brought that up a few times about different teams in the SEC, right? They very well might. But I'm here to tell everybody, I feel like this Diego Pavia guy has been overrated all year. I'm not saying he can't figure out a way to get things done and scramble, and he's cocky, and he's a good leader, and his mom, all these things are great for television. But when you look at the guy's actual stats, they're not that good. I just don't think he's that good. And it's still Vanderbilt. So really, no, I mean, this is exactly what I thought would happen. I really didn't think Vanderbilt would be able to hold up with them, although they did come back right there at the end. But some of that, I'm wondering if that wasn't Texas that had such a big lead and they got a little cocky and decided to fall back a little bit. I don't know, but either way, they didn't win it. And honestly, I'm glad, because I'm tired of hearing his name. I'm just tired of hearing his name. I cannot be the only one that thinks that. Trey, are you tired of hearing his name? No?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, okay. Well, I agree with you. I didn't see the comeback. Like, I was so discombobulated with my TVs, and I mean, I'm used to having a quad box, and then I'm sitting there watching a commercial. Well, I mean, I literally have ADD, whatever you want to say. Like, as soon as the commercial comes on, 13 seconds, I'm out in the yard swinging a golf club. I'm
right.
Fixing a picture frame. And next thing you know, the game's over, and I haven't seen the second half. So these commercials really hurt me. Oklahoma and Tennessee, a Rocky Top. Oklahoma barges into Neyland Stadium, Wendy. Tennessee's good. Tennessee's this. Tennessee's that. Well, Oklahoma is good.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma wins the game 33-27, Wendy, in an entertaining game.
Yeah.
Entertaining football game. Tennessee should have been up. Oklahoma sticks around. The ending of the game was a crazy way to end the game. They just couldn't end it. But anyway, Oklahoma wins the game, Wendy, and we have to face them in 2 weeks. What's up?
Yeah, so this quarterback, is it Mizer? Miser. Anyway, I think as it goes on, he starts playing a little bit more. He's getting a little bit better. But Tennessee killed themselves. I mean, he threw three interceptions in the first half. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the stuff that Tennessee did is actually what cost them the game.
Mateer, sorry.
Totally wrong name. But anyway, that's me. So my thing with Tennessee is, again, I'm going to go back to, I'm not calling for Josh Heupel to be fired. I want to make this very clear, because apparently that was a whole thing.
Wendy.
But, Trey, I've questioned a lot of these guys' coaching calls the entire time he's been at Tennessee. All I'm trying to tell you is, some of this stuff is head-scratching. But at the end of the day, there were too many turnovers, and the turnovers is what cost Tennessee that game. I believe Tennessee was still the better team, but when you throw, what? And there were three in the first half and two in the second?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know Oklahoma's defensive guy, number 32, intercepted one and fought an offensive lineman for 50 yards and scored.
I
don't think Tennessee's that great. I mean, I think they're good, but they're not great, and that's okay.
What do you think about the offensive line?
Wendy, no, you tell me about their offensive line. Do you think they held up?
No, obviously they didn't. But I will say this. I do think this Aguilar kid can throw a ball. Now, apparently he can throw a lot of interceptions as well. I'm just saying, this is how I feel about Tennessee. I just would like to see him to be able to get over the hump. But for me, it's like if they beat Alabama every couple of years, which they have, and that's most of the time good enough for them. But that was a playoff game, in my opinion. And I think, obviously, I mean, I think Tennessee's out of it now. Like, I don't think there's a chance.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it would have to take some crazy things for Tennessee to get back into it. But Tennessee made the playoffs last year. It doesn't look like they're going to make it this year, and that's fine. But they're still a respectable team. Wendy, Kentucky in a barn burner, no pun intended, beats the Auburn football Tigers 10-3 in a game that I sat there and watched once again because I didn't have quad box.
Right.
And I watched that, and I could not believe what I saw. Auburn's offense was absolutely atrocious, and Hugh Freeze has been relieved of his duties.
I mean, y'all. Well, I think we all saw the Hugh Freeze thing coming from a mile away. I mean, I called it a couple weeks ago where I didn't think he was going to come out of the tunnel. I was obviously wrong. He will not be coming out of the tunnel this Saturday, though. I mean, Trey, I think he lost the locker room over the last couple of weeks. I don't know. I've never played a day of football in my life. I've played softball. And I know that the coaches that I didn't like, I didn't really get up for. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if that's a real thing. I feel like he lost the locker room. Obviously, they don't want anything to do with him there. At the end of the day, though, Auburn is still not the best job out there, in my opinion. So it's like the fifth or sixth best job. And to me, it's the best fan base, but it might be the fifth or sixth best job. So I'm always interested, Trey. That's how I feel.
Auburn is the fifth or sixth best open job out there?
Florida, in no particular order. Florida, LSU, Penn State. I'm going to put Walmart Arkansas money above Auburn money. I am. Trey, Walmart's
okay, three. That's four.
That's four. Wait. Okay.
I'll go with that. I mean, if you're putting Arkansas in front of Auburn, I'm sorry.
I'm saying for the money, you've got Walmart money in Arkansas. Okay. Well, you've definitely got Florida, LSU, which LSU is a dumpster fire, but still you've got them there. Penn State is a good job. Mm-hmm. Arkansas to me is a better job than Auburn right now. I just how I feel. You don't have to agree.
Okay.
But that's how I feel. And there's probably other jobs that I can't think of that are a little bit better. But I don't like if they'd have fired him last year, that would have been the top tier job. I don't know who they get.
Wendy, Auburn's a great job. I agree with you. It's probably, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and they probably got their all pluses and minuses. I'd rather live in Auburn than Fayetteville. I'd rather live in Auburn than probably Baton Rouge or Gainesville.
Agree.
This is where I'm from. Auburn, Hugh Freeze gambled on a quarterback twice and lost. He really gambled on a quarterback three times and lost.
Yes.
He got the Peyton Thorne guy. It didn't work. I think people are like, okay, it just didn't work. Well, then he gambles again the next season with them, a guy that he saw that did not work. You just can't do that. They gave him another year, and he gambled on Arnold, and Arnold didn't work. It's not the kid's fault. He did not pick the right guy. He didn't pick the guy in the best position to win, and he's out just like that. Mississippi State finally gets off the snide and beats Arkansas. So Mississippi State had a big win. Wendy, let's get into this week's game. And it is the Alabama-LSU game. A lot of people cook gumbo this week.
Yep, they do.
And jambalaya is the festive time of year as an Alabama fan. What does Mom and Bob typically make again?
Theirs is jambalaya.
Okay, they do jambalaya. So a lot of Alabama fans, you know, will cook the traditional Cajun-type food.
Right.
This week, Wendy, the Alabama Crimson Tide play the LSU Bengal Tigers, Wendy. First off, do you have a memory from this game? And second off, what do you think is about to happen with LSU coming in with an interim coach?
I'm not going to sit here and talk about long-lost memories of an LSU-Alabama game. But what I'm going to tell you is here we go again with a team that fires their coach, and we've seen it all season this season. These kids are going to come out cranked. So I wish they'd have held on to the guy for another few weeks, at least past our game, right? Fire a coordinator or something. Really get it crunked up down there. But no, they decide to fire a coach. They've had a week with this new guy. It is in disarray. But let me say this. I believe that LSU has good athletes. I don't
really.
Trey, I've always said it's their coaching. I believe they've got good athletes. Now, can this interim coach come in and make them do what they've got to do? At this point, we're playing against an LSU that has nothing to lose, y'all. They're out of this. They're out of the talk of anything. They don't have a coach. The governor's running the program. Who all knows? They're going to come out like it's a national championship game, Trey. They're going to come out like it's a national championship game. And I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a little bit nervous. Now, I don't want to hear if you're nervous because that's our biggest bugaboo, but I'm nervous. I just feel like I'm really glad it's in Alabama is all I've got to say. I'm really glad it's in Alabama. I just feel really nervous about this game.
I'm hearing you say nervous. Are you nervous?
I can't think of another word because I don't have a thesaurus sitting here for nervous, but I'm nervous. I feel lightheaded. It's just not. I wish it was a 2:30 game, but now we got to sit here and wait till 6:30. It's all these emotions. You know what I mean? That's all I know. I'm very emotional about this game. Well, how do you feel?
All I'm getting right now is you're nervous.
And lightheaded. I'm a little bit lightheaded.
Alabama comes in 7-1, LSU's 5-3, and we talked about this 2 weeks ago. LSU had only had two losses. LSU was still in line. If they win their games out, they can get into the playoffs, and that was literally a week ago. So this is not like LSU is 3-5. They're 5-3. I do agree they always have good athletes. Wendy, Alabama's got to turn the switch back on after these weeks off. You got to get back out here and turn the switch back on. I think playing in Bryant Denny is a big deal.
Yeah.
I think Ty Simpson hopefully maybe got, one of his harder games out of the way.
Right.
Against South Carolina. Maybe get a little bit of reset. And I look for Alabama to come out and really play hard. I think if Alabama can get up on LSU and really try to dominate the game early, I think LSU might just sit there and Alabama can win a pretty easy game relative to not a nail biter in the fourth quarter. Wendy, I love for Alabama to score once again around 28 points, and it's just going to be a race to 28. It's a race to 28. Whichever team scores 28 points first will win this football game, and I'm looking for that from the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to send their front. I think they're gonna blitz us 900 times. That's what I think they're gonna do. I think they're gonna come at us full steam ahead. I think we better learn how to run the ball this week. We better learn how to run the ball for more than 2 yards this week. That's what we better do. That's what I think. I'm nervous. I know. I didn't mean to say
Wendy,
it.
Wendy,
Trey, you're just touching on this. It's like, okay, listen. We actually have flaws, and it's our running game. And I think they're just going to come at us hard every single play. That's what I think, and I think we're going to have to figure out quick passes, which we do well, but I think we're going to have to run the ball to have a lot of success in this game. So I'm looking for the running of the ball this week, guys. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, you have to take what the defense is giving you, Wendy. And, I mean, at some point, you know, hey, listen, if they're going to be out there stopping the run and they're stopping the run, we've got a bunch of receivers that this guy can air it out and bottom right. deep. So, I mean, right. this is not – I mean, you have to take what you're given.
That's
yeah,
true.
Sure, we like a balanced offense, and running the ball is terrible right now for Alabama. But, I mean, at some point, if they're trying to stop the run, which there is a old coaching adage, you have to stop the run first and then you work your way back.
Right.
Well, if they stop the run, but our passing game is good enough to get over the top of them, Wendy, then that's where you have to beat them, Wendy. Our players have to be ready to play. I want to see an edge with our players.
Yes.
I want our players to be a little bit upset. I look for that. Wendy, let's get to a couple other games before we get off here.
Okay.
Anything else you got to say about the Alabama game besides you're nervous?
No, we better win. We better win, or I'm taken to the bed. Like, we better win.
All right, Georgia, Mississippi State, Georgia, a bunch of emotional wins. They have to go to Mississippi State. Now, mm-hmm. Mississippi State's coming off of a win from last week. So do they relax a little bit? Does Georgia relax after a nail-biter? Really good game. That kicks off at 11 o'clock.
Trey, I see Georgia, per usual, if they are behind in the first, they'll come back in the second. I don't see Georgia losing another game this year.
Ole Miss, Citadel, that's kind of thrown in there. Texas A&M and Missouri. So last year, this game was very similar. Texas A&M and Missouri were both really good. Missouri went to Texas A&M, and I remember watching this game last year, and Texas A&M laid the hammer on Missouri.
Yeah, they did.
Now Texas A&M has to go to Missouri. Does Texas A&M pull the game out, or does Missouri put a stop to the Aggies?
You know, I don't want to hear anybody talk about Missouri Stadium. It holds like 64,000 people. I mean, come on, y'all. All I'm trying to tell you is they don't have their starting quarterback at Missouri. Texas A&M is looking really, really, really good. It looks good on paper. It passes the eye test. In my opinion, they should have been ranked number one or number two. We'll get to that in a second. But Texas A&M is going to go in there and handle business like they have pretty much all year. Missouri will have nothing for them.
Taking care of business.
But that's my point.
You got A&M. All right. The Auburn
yeah.
football Tigers yeah. will go to a Vanderbilt, and your favorite player. Auburn plays Vanderbilt at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
Wendy. Auburn and what's this new coach's name?
I don't know.
DJ Durkin. I think it's DJ Durkin, the defensive coordinator. And
okay.
I want everybody to watch this with DJ Durkin because they're going to show him a lot more on these games. But this guy is he's the defensive coordinator, and he will be the interim head coach for Auburn. Every time you look at this guy looks like he's smiling.
Right.
He has got some type of permagrin. You know, you see some people with the resting beef face.
Yes. Yeah.
But he's got the exact opposite. Every time
right.
you look at him, it looks like he's smiling. Kind of funny to watch him.
Right.
Can he do anything with the revamped, you know, locker room of Auburn?
Right. I hope so. It'd be awesome. You know, and it's been pretty much what's happened all season with these teams that lost their coaches. The next week, they go out and blow a team out. I mean, listen, I think the locker room is happier that he's gone, but he's still got the same two quarterbacks. So I just don't know. You know what I mean? Would I like to see Vanderbilt get another loss? Absolutely. Would I like Auburn to be the one that gives it to him? Absolutely. So I'm pulling for Auburn in this game.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you. I mean, you just said everything I said. I want Auburn to beat Pavia. I want him to beat
yeah.
Pavia at Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt's a really solid team.
I do too.
And then I'll be interested to see what Auburn does on offense. I mean, how in 3 years they have not figured out an offensive scheme that works, I will never know. But let's see what they do on offense, Wendy. And is there anything else? I'm clicking around on here.
I think that's about it.
Florida and Kentucky.
That's boring.
You ain't going to be doing anything. All right, Wendy, what else is going on?
The only thing I want to touch on is the college football rankings came out. I know it's the first week. Doesn't mean much. Once again, disappointed only in one thing. For the most part, I feel like they got it right. I feel like Indiana should be ranked number one. I'm going to say this so I'm blue in the face. Ohio State has not played anybody. They've not played anybody but Texas. And that was actually a close game. So let's not sit here and act like they blew Texas out. You got Indiana who's out here hanging 50 on everybody they play. They go to Oregon and beat an undefeated Oregon handedly. I mean, and listen, Cignetti's probably a lot like us. I don't want to be number one. Like, I hate it when we're ranked number one. I really do. I always wanted to be 2-4. You know what I mean? I just don't like the pressure of being number one. But I think they got that wrong. And honestly, I think Texas A&M should have been 2 and Ohio State 3. That's what I think.
Who do you have at one, Wendy?
I have Indiana 1, Texas A&M 2. And Ohio State 3, because it should matter on strength of schedule, and your wins and losses should matter at this point. You see what I'm saying? Strength of schedule. Texas A&M goes out, beats Notre Dame in Notre Dame, y'all. Like said, LSU, like we've had some pretty big wins. To be ranked number 3, I know they don't care, just like I don't care that we're 4, but I just feel like that's the only little thing that I have a problem with. Basically, I feel like what they're saying is, well, Ohio State, they're the reigning champions, and the eye test, they look really good. Well, a lot of people look good if they haven't played anybody. Like, I feel like Auburn could look good if they hadn't played anybody. You know what I mean? So it's some of the stuff, like with Miami being so far, but they beat Notre Dame. Some of that stuff was a little wonky, but I don't really care as long as Alabama's in it. Like, let's be honest. Like, as long as Alabama is in that top 12 on December 7th or whatever day it is this year, I'm good to go.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of changes in this is going to happen, Wendy. We all know that.
Yes.
We've got, what's funny is we were talking about it yesterday. We're trying to get our holiday plans in order.
Yep.
And these, you know, playoff games, semifinal games are on certain nights of December.
Yep.
And
yep.
We're all trying to, you know, we don't know if we're going to be in it or not. And so there's a lot of changing going on, Wendy. Hopefully it's going to be a little bit more exciting than last year. I think last year they botched it by only putting three SEC schools in.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that'll ever happen again.
You know,
that really hurt last year. And this year I hope to be more exciting.
Right. Well, the money numbers came out 6 months ago. It also hurt their pocketbook. And I said it on this show, they'll do it 1 year and they won't do it again because when they lose all this money, because here's what you got with SEC fans. And then we'll get off here. When I wake up in the morning, I turn on the TV. Last Saturday, my team did not play. I still watch football all day. Maybe I went down to the garage, got the Christmas tree and brought it up. But my TV was still on. Okay. And when that SEC game ended, I went to the other SEC game. So SEC fans, we watch SEC football all day for the most part. Okay. You go to these other parts of the country. Okay. You're an Indiana fan. When their game is over, they go to the zoo. They go to the pumpkin patch. They go eat at their mammals. Five months, they don't do what we do as a fan base. So when you took out that, I didn't hardly watch any of the games. What was the point? You know what I mean? You put up Tennessee against Ohio State in the first round, and honestly, Tennessee should have had the home field advantage. It felt scamish. This year, it better not feel scamish. But Trey, they will never not put 4 teams in because they lost so much money last year on viewership. So they won't do it again. You're right.
I expect
to be one of those teams in it. Right now, I think it'll be Texas A&M, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia. Those are the 4 that I'm thinking right now. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, but I still really think we're going to get 5 teams in this year for some reason.
A lot of people think that. Right now, I'm thinking who the 5th team could be because they're all taking each other out. Vanderbilt's now 2 losses. Missouri's now 2. Look, they're going to want
Oklahoma. You have Texas.
They're going to want an Oklahoma or a Texas in there because of the brand alone. But they're going to have to figure out a way to get them in there. Some things would have to happen. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but if Texas wins out, I mean, it's going to be a hard road to hoe that if you have 2 losses in the SEC – that you don't get in. I just don't understand how that would happen.
Well, if Oklahoma loses to us, that gives them their third loss. So, yeah. So, I mean, that, like I said, once we get further on in the season, we can really, because I could talk for 7 hours about that. And I know y'all don't want to hear it. So, anyway, that was another interesting thing that happened this week. And that's always fun to watch as the weeks go on. So, but really, December 7th is when the show comes out. That's when we can start planning our holidays, as you say.
Well, that's the day after your birthday.
I know. The SEC games are always, and remember, they have the SEC game, and then the next day, it's always on Sunday. Big day. And I'll tell you who's watching all that, SEC fans.
So. Couple quick shout-outs. We'll get off here.
Yep.
Jacob, I hope you get better. I think he broke his collarbone doing something.
Oh, God.
I hope you feel better, buddy. Everybody in the text thread, what's up? Another thing, the Dodgers.
Yes.
The World Series in an epic game, really epic. A crazy game. I didn't see some of that game because I was watching the Auburn game, and I didn't have quad boxes.
Right.
Wendy, last thing, and we'll get off here. So, hey to everybody out there. Thank y'all for listening. If you got the number, leave a message, send a text. We'll get them on. What do you think about this YouTube thing? When will it be resolved?
I don't think it will be. They've not brought it up. No. ESPN wants to drive everybody to their app, wants to drive everybody to them. I don't think it will be resolved. I feel like if it was going to be resolved, it would have been resolved sometime this week. And here's the thing. Everybody's complaining about the same thing. I'm not blaming YouTube. I'm actually blaming ESPN, okay? But let me say this. Quad box is where it's at. So if you can't figure, if YouTube can figure out quad box, unless they own quad box, okay, like they own it, nobody else can have it, then why we aren't getting quad box on every platform that we can plausibly watch football on is beyond me.
Yeah, it's some type of technology, yeah. And I did the $5 for a day on Sling to get those other games.
Yeah,
that worked out well for
you. Yep, and you got all the games, but you didn't get Sunday shows.
I didn't get Sunday shows, and I don't think they do quad boxes on that. So,
no, they don't. Well, YouTube Hulu Live doesn't do quad box. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is they're really wanting to push us to the ESPN app, which is right now $29.99, right? So that's going to give us everything we want to watch, but it still gives us commercials. It's still, you know what I mean? So for me, I had through a something I get for, anyway, I had Hulu Live, so it wasn't a really big deal for me. I don't like quad box in football, but I'll tell you when I do, I love quad box during March Madness. That's when I really use quad box, is during March Madness. That's when I use
ESPN's
it.
Funny because it's like I have ESPN Plus, but ESPN Plus is not ESPN.
No,
it's a totally different thing. So.
Yeah.
I get a little bit confused on that. Wendy, I love you. Where are you going to be watching the game at?
At home, but let me ask you a question. So what are you going to do Saturday if it's not back up? You're just going to do Sling?
That's all I can do.
$5 pass. Hey, it's the best running thing out there. It is. $5 for a day, not bad, you know?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to watch it at home. Chris has been out of town this week, so he'll be back. So just hang out, get the rest of the Christmas stuff up. I want to be done decorating for Christmas by the end of this weekend.
Good deal. Well, Wendy, I love you. Everybody out there, hope y'all have a great weekend. Have some fun out there. So we got some cold weather coming in next week.
Yeah, Wendy. We do. Yeah, we do.
Get the fireplaces going. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, love you. Roll Tide.
All right, Roll Tide.
Bye. We'll be right back.